Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, thanks for checking out my 11th podcast of the Gulfstream Park season. This is for a huge day, Pegasus World Cup on Saturday, January 23rd. Going to be a big day of racing, 12 races. Going to give you some thoughts, selections, analysis here. I haven't quite committed to the exact order yet, so I may not say first selection, second selection. I'm going to give them to you in the order that I'm kind of looking at them as I narrow down. Just wanted to put this out earlier than usual so you guys can have a little more time to process, kind of hear things, hear some rationales, etc. As you know, I do this for free. This is just a passion of mine. It does take some money to run the website, etc. So I do ask for donations. I don't make plugs a lot for them, but on special days like this, I do make plugs. Cash App. You can do the $ MHJ Picks, or on PayPal, m_a_jordan@hotmail.com. I do take donations via those two methods. If you're interested in making a donation in another way, please contact me through the website or on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those forums, and we can figure out a way to do that. Hopefully we can find you some winners. Race one. Racing is going to start at 10:40 in the morning on Saturday. Mile on the Turf, optional claimer, 25,000. Looking at number 5, Orencia, Brandon Walsh, Corey Lannery, 6-1 on the morning line. This horse is coming off back-to-back convincing wins. You know, starter allowance level. Just this horse is running well. No reason why she can't continue to do so. So interested to see this horse run here. Number 1, Apparate, Todd Pletcher, Luis Saez. Coming off of a layoff here, 21% angle for Pletcher. This horse won his maiden 2 back. Ran an allowance company. Came up short. Was a little bit flat from what the running line said. You look at the replay and you can see that just coming around the end. Didn't quite have it, so gave a little bit of time off to see if that will improve. Has had some good, solid works. Definitely one to contend with here. Number 4, Toffin. It's a horse I like. I've played before. This horse is for Brian Lynch. And Joe Bravo gets the mount again. Has ridden this horse 3 times, twice to victory. Will need a little bit of a buyer improvement. Potentially, unless she runs how she did the last race. That was an impressive race. Don't like these stats coming for Lynch off of layoffs of this sort, but this horse is a nice horse, has a chance at a nice price. Looking at number 2 is one I think would be hard to ignore. Moral Reasoning, Brian Lynch, just coming over from Chad Brown, 16% first time with trainer. Joel Rosario gets the mount, has ridden this horse once in the Tepin Stakes a while back. Nothing fancy there, but this horse is off an allowance at Kentucky Downs, ran 4th in that race. Working steady since then. Interested to see how he does in a new home. Now, number 8, Vividly, is one you can give a look at. You know, coming from overseas, I'm not crazy about this horse. I know anytime you have turf and you see these foreign lines, so it's always good to take a look, maybe see what you think of that horse. Same kind of look with number 9, Follow the Flag, coming off a big layoff from Michael Matz. I've always liked Michael Matz as a turf trainer. He can pull some nice prices. you know, this horse was a $675,000 purchase, and it's only running for the third time. So just another one to kind of look at. Not crazy about, but just something to think about. Race number two is a 1/16 maiden special weight. I'm going to go all the way to the outside here, almost all the way to the outside. Number 11, Dynamic One, Pletcher and Irad Ortiz. 29% first-time Lasix. This horse had a really impressive race last time out and just fell short to second. That buyer speed figure is, you know, pretty high compared to the rest of the group. A repeat of that effort, and it'll be trouble for the rest of them. Number three, American Law, Danny Gargan and Luis Saez. Second start for Gargan is 36% angle, 27% of a layoff of this sort. These two guys, again, 44% on the meet, 41% on the year. At a Constitution, definitely one to consider. Nothing to dislike about this horse. Number two, another Duke, Michael Yates, Paco Lopez. Comparable buyer speed figure last out to these others. So hard to ignore. We're going to see if there was anyone else here that I would go with. You know, I guess you got to look at riding with Biden, considering where we're at right now in the political world. Just got inaugurated. Maybe the horse will perk up here out of Constitution with Rosario. Ran second by a nose on debut at Park. So, you know, if you like playing the politic angle, one to give a little look at. Maybe number 12 is a Torpedo, 12-1, Matthew Williams, Leonel Reyes. Horses finished second or third each one, so definitely one to consider underneath. Going out to the third race, allowance optional claimer. I'm going to go all the way outside again here, almost all the way. Number 11, Junkanoo, Chad Brown, and Tyler Gaffleone. Coming off of a short layoff, 29% angle. This horse has won since the maiden race in 2018. So that's something to think about. But should be primed to go here today. Or on Saturday. I think this horse, you know, should get a nice trip from the outside. Should get a clean trip. Hopefully won't be too far out of it from the beginning and make a nice run. Number 8, Bray, Michael Maker, Irad Ortiz. These guys are 29% together. This horse will be running late. We know Irad can definitely put the horse in the right spot to make that late run. And I'm curious to see how that looks in this race. It'll be a big field to weave in through. Definitely has a shot to do so. Number 2, Beau Liminaire, Rudolph Brissett, and Julien Leperoux. Coming off of a layoff from Ellis Island, this horse has ran second 4 times in a row. So even if you don't think this horse can win, definitely want to have this horse underneath somewhere. Maybe even in second. Number 4, Scano, is a horse that will probably get overlooked because of the connections. Albatrani and Jaramillo. Talented horse. As you look at the DRF sheet here, he's got 12 races. Hasn't been out of the super in any of those races since January of 2020. So in the last year, this horse has been in the superfecta every race, often at an allowance company. Definitely one to play at least underneath if you don't like this horse to win. A couple others you want to look at. Number 9, Homeland. This horse was an anomaly, a Bill Mott winner on turf first time out. Kind of faded off since then, but has had a little break. Been almost a year. Coming back, we'll see what this horse can do. Number 10, Ready Soul, Roger Atfield. Will be second off, 12%. Junior Edgar Prado on the mount. This horse should be one to look at underneath. you know, a pretty open race, I think. There's a lot to look at. Number three, Falkirk, Corey Lannery, Ian Wilkes. This horse likes to be in it. Number one is a horse I used to be really high on, Mystic Lancelot. Never quite came into fruition how I thought he would. Is now in the Happy Altar Barn. Gets Joel Rosario off of Bullet Work. Hard to ignore that. Even the number 12, Microsecond. 12-1 morning line for a Pletcher horse. It kind of makes you wonder why I'm being a little disrespected here by the morning line maker. Hasn't run at Gulfstream yet. So we can see what happens. I mean, he doesn't have a big name sire micromanage, although bred for $2,500 and sold for $65,000. So might want to take a second look at Microsecond. Looking on at race four, this is a Fred Hooper grade three. I think this is performer's race to lose. It's working well ever since running third in the cigar. Disappointing third, I should say, after having knocked out 5 wins in a row. Comes back down in a grade three company where he has a win over Tax, who will be in the featured event later today. Bullet Work recently, 24% for McGahee on this type of trip. On the year, McGahee and Rosario are 31%. I do like a Torpedo here, Avant Garde, Gustavo Delgado, Lionel Reyes. This is the first time with Delgado, 25% angle. This horse is stepping up in the graded company for the first time off two wins, including a stakes win last out. Loves Gulfstream, horse for course, 5 wins, 1 second in 6 races. Also loves the distance. 4 races, 3 wins, 1 second. Definitely want to give him a look. Number 5, Fat Man, is another one of those horses that just always seems to be in it. Will be bet. I mean, this horse will probably be the second choice, deservingly so. I think you need to give Fat Man a good look if you like going against the grain a little bit. Eye of the Jedi. Maybe we'll take some money. Probably between Fat Man and Eye of the Jedi for second choice. Definitely going to take a nice run at the end and see what happens. High Call, number 7, is a horse that is now in the Pletcher Barn. Talented horse. You know, could pop one here. Started off really, really nice. Even won the Gotham in 2019. Ran third in the Wood Memorial to Tacitus and Tax, and then just kind of faded off after that. I believe was injured potentially. Went to McLaughlin and is back to Pletcher. An interesting angle here, something to think about, is Kieran McLaughlin, as you know, stopped training to become a agent. He's the agent of Luis Saez. This horse raced last out for Luis Saez in the grade three Mr. Prospector. Gets him again. See what High Call can do here. Race 5, optional claimer, mile on turf. Top choice likely here for me is going to be number 7, Opry. It's a Pletcher horse with Rosario. This horse runs late, runs hard late. Can also run early. Just depends on what they want to do. So versatile horse. This horse hasn't run since April, but that's a 26% angle for Pletcher. Out of his last 4 works, out of his last 5 works, 3 have been bullets, including the latest. This horse should be ready to roll. Number 12, Olympic Runner. Always liked this horse. Hasn't won since July of 2019, though. However, runs second a lot. Runs fourth a lot. Has run third. Looking at the page, hasn't been out of the super. in quite some time, coming off of a bullet work for Cassie Gaffalione. Nice horse here. I think one that may get kind of overlooked being far away on the outside and could catch better price than the 9-2 morning line. Number 8, Winner's Back. This horse has done nothing wrong for Todd Pletcher. Moving over from Aqueduct, has run at Saratoga and Keeneland as well. 2-for-4 lifetime. 1-by-3 last out. Let's see if Velasquez can rake this horse on the front end and see what happens. Number 2, Emirati. Makes the cut here because of the old Chad Brown factor. This horse is off a recent bullet work. Hasn't run since 2019, but that's a 27% angle. Has never run a Gulfstream. Comes out of a sire, Dubawi, from Ireland, that takes $330,000 as a stud fee. So this horse, has some talent in the breeding. Let's see what this horse can do. Has run against some nice ones overseas. Just curious to see what happens with this two horse. May want to take a little looky at number 1, Bodie Cream. And number 4, Attachment Rate. Attachment Rate is one that, ever since that Kentucky Derby entry, where a lot of people thought he was going to be the horse in the super, I think people were keying this horse like crazy in 3rd and 4th, thinking that it was going to be one of those old Roman runners at the end. Didn't do anything in the Derby, but came back to win an allowance race. Ran 4th in a Grade 3. This horse is not one to quite be overlooked. I don't know that he can get the job done against these. But a nice horse either way. Race 6, Maiden Special 8, 50,000. This is a pretty open race. I'm going to go with the Torpedo play here. Number 1, Holy Redeemer, Edward Plessa, Paco Lopez. First claim for Plessa, I think, is looking to make a bang here. This is his track. He doesn't really race anywhere other than here in Gulfstream West. At least I don't see him much anywhere else. So, looking to make an impact here on Pegasus Day with at least one runner. I think this could be that runner. Number 3, Ghazali, look at his price tag, $1.050 million. So $1,050,000 to buy this horse out of Curlin for Pletcher. 18% first-time starters, the usual nice works. Let's see if this horse is worth the price of admission. Number 5, Quantum Leap. At a Pioneer of the Nile for Ian Wilkes, Miguel Vasquez. His horse ran 3rd last out in the slop at Churchill. Take a little break and is coming back. Maiden 2nd start is not a great angle for Wilkes, but Wilkes has been, hasn't been doing too well of late, so can understand that. But does have a couple recent bullets, 15-1 on the morning line. Definitely one you got to look at. And all the way, not all the way, but getting out there. Number 9, Full Court Press, Bill Mott Jr. Alvarado, off of bullet work. Mott doesn't win a lot first time out, but it's horses like this that can get the job done. Just don't know if the competition here is too big for this horse or not. Give number 10 a look, Stage Raider, Chad Brown, Jose Ortiz. Steady work tab, nice breeding, nothing wrong with this horse either. Number 12, you can't argue with this horse. Coming out of Tourist, which is not a huge sire, but is working well. And Pletcher has this one entered with Irad Ortiz. They are 33% together this meet. 2021 at Gulfstream. And 34% in total together. So hard to ignore that one as well. as you can see, tickets are going to be, tickets prices get big here, even doubles and pick threes. So you got to really narrow things down. Days like Pegasus Day are opportunities to make money because you're going to have a lot of action. You'll have some, surprises in there. Just got to be right on those surprises and hope you can get things home. Again, this is a day where people do invest a lot. You can score big, but you can also lose big because these are tough races. The racing secretaries do their best to make the races competitive. And I think as you hear my comments going through the card, you can see that that's the case. A lot of these horses have opportunities to win these races. Race number 7 is the Marchioz River, Grade 3, 1 mile on the turf. Like number 4, Vigilante's Way, Shigmagehi and Julian Leperu, won last out, $75,000 stakes, 29% angle, coming back to win again. This horse has won 3 of his last 5. Just like the horse, Medalia de Oro, I think still running well, ready to go. Can run early, and Gulfstream turf tends to favor that. Doesn't always work out that way, but definitely has a chance on the front end. Number 6, Evil Lynn, Mike Maker, and Flavian Pratt coming over to ride this horse, among others. Ran second last time, won twice previous to that. Hasn't run a Gulfstream before, so interested to see how Evil Lynn takes this turf. Still turf right now. It's not looking like turf. So hopefully it'll be in good shape for this day as well. But number 6, Evil Lynn, definitely want to look at. Number 3, Zophel, Brandon Walsh, and Tyler Gaffleone is coming off of a long layoff, 21% though, for Walsh with this type of horse, coming off of a Grade 1 and Grade 3 performance before that, where he ran third, just missing by nose. Recent bullet work. Outside to number 10, Sweet By and By, Safi Joseph, and Jose Ortiz. These two don't hook up too much, but when they do, it's been to the tune of 20%. First time for Safi Joseph with this horse, 26% angle. Some others to think of. Number 8, Tuned. Excuse me. Number 1, Belle Laura. Bit of a torpedo angle there, as well as 2, Our Baby Be Ruth. Race 8, I think, is a pretty open 1.5 miles. None of these have won at 1.5 miles. La Prévoyante, Grade 3. I will go with number 7, likely, as my top choice. I'm kind of wavering on this race, going back and forth. When I post the picks, you'll see what the final answer was, but this will just give you, an opportunity to hear some stuff about these horses in advance. This horse has won 3 in a row, coming over from Woodbine, improving buyer speed figures, won the Grade 3 Maple Leaf by 5 lengths last time out. Just kind of took off at the end. Could see something like that happening here for Cassie and Gaffleone. Likely favorite is going to be number 1, Always Shopping, Todd Pletcher, coming off a $100,000 stakes victory. Ran 2nd in a Grade 3 before that. Has a Grade 2 win. This is a nice horse. $403,000 lifetime in 13 races. So has won 4 of 13. Likes the Gulfstream turf, 2 of 3. Torpedo play could be number 5, Lovely Lucky, Albatrani, and Ortiz. Coming off a Graded 1 stakes race at Belmont, where the horse started out well, ran in hand, just kind of weakened at the end. Front running tactic didn't work there. Probably this horse runs a little bit better late, and for some reason they were trying a different tactic. but still, has talent. Actually, this interesting won the maiden race after losing the whip and then won the allowance after that, just hasn't won a graded company. Number 8, Delta's Kingdom, Junior Alvarado and Bill Mott. Sources run 3rd 3 times in a row, 2nd before that. Will give you a solid effort. Recent Bullet Work has run 2nd twice here in 2 races at Gulfstream. Is a hard-working horse. Delta's Kingdom, number 8. All your horses on the outside, I think, do have a shot. 9, Cap de Cruz, 10, English Affair, 11, Traipsing, 12, Court Return. All these horses could potentially get it done, as well as number 2, Sister Hanan. So, this is a tough race when you're going a mile and a half on turf. Like I said, none of these have won at that distance. If you like somebody before or after quite a bit, it's a good race to have the all button for a double. But again, I'm going to go with the number 7, the hot horse, and hope for the best there. Race 9, inside information, grade 2. I'm going to go to the number 4 horse. This is my time. Kathleen O'Connell, Edgar Zayas. It's 7-2 right now. I think you'll get a little bit better price, although this horse is coming off 2 wins in a row, and sometimes that is an angle people bet. It's one of the reasons I do like the horse, but O'Connell and Zayas are doing well together. This horse is stepping up. That's something I worry about, but it's the kind of race where one of those step-up horses could get the job done. Number 2, Cinnabunny. Is probably your likely favorite and logical favorite. Brad Cox and Irad Ortiz ran a disappointing 3rd in the Sugar Swirl. Just couldn't get it done after having won twice before that. But that was the first time in graded company and the first time with Cox. He's had another race with this horse. So looking for an improvement there. Number 7, Sally's Curlin is a name. We've seen a lot. Mostly at Churchill Downs, but has run here at Gulfstream a couple of times, 3 times to be exact, 1 first, 1 third. Nice horse, nice late runner. So if we have some pace, could make an impact. Number 8, Sound Machine, Safi Joseph, Irad Ortiz, another classic Gulfstream horse. Likes the course, 2 wins, 2 seconds in 5 races. Safi Joseph with Jose Ortiz. Just don't know what you're going to get with this horse. Can run fantastic and then can just kind of hang and run 2nd or 3rd. But definitely one you got to consider underneath. As well as number 3, Bronx Beauty. I think that's one you got to look at as well. Let's go to the 10th race, the W.L. McKnight Grade 3, mile and a half on turf. I'm going to look to number 1, Doswell. And I hope he does well today. Coming off the Bullet Work, Grade 2 just missed to Largent, which is horse is going to be running in the feature. Before that, had run 1-2 in a row. I think they were smart in putting this horse here in this race rather than the feature. I'm sure he had a choice to go to either. Is ready to go for Barkley Tag and Junior Alvarado. Number 5, Sattler's Joy. You know the name. 8-year-old horse, winner of $2.65 million. Always going to give you an effort. 1 in August, graded 2 at Saratoga, so still has it in the tank. One to consider. Sadler's Joy. Number 7, Tide of the Sea, a torpedo play here for Maker and Gaffleone. Had won 2 races in a row at the allowance company before heading to graded stakes last out in the Fort Lauderdale, where he ran behind Doswell. But is 2nd off 20%. Should show a little bit of improvement. Number 11, Channel Cat. Jack Sisterson now has this horse from Pletcher. This horse had a nice run, almost $1 million winner. This race would put this horse over $1 million. And I think, you know, is worthy of a shot. Six-year-old horse. 2020 was not kind. No, didn't hit the board in 2020. So, got to consider that as you look at this race. Temple, number 4. Sir Sahib, number 6. Sir Anthony, number 8. Succeed and Surpass, number 9. You know, all these horses could fall underneath here. I think this is Doswell's race to lose. Number 11, Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational. 1 3/16 miles on the turf. Nice field of horses here. This is a tough race. You can see a lot of different pace scenarios. I just think it's going to be fun to watch. I'm going to go with one of my favorite horses. Is number 6, Largent. This horse is run 9 races in his lifetime. Has won 6 and run 2nd 3 times. He's run on the front end and he's come from behind. You know, horse can do it all. Partial to the name because Steve Largent was one of my favorite players growing up. And you know, the horse has done nothing but put forth solid efforts every time. Looking forward to watching this horse race today. Number 9, Cross Border, is another interesting horse. I'm coming over from the fairgrounds, a second place finish to Next Out winner. Before that, had been running in some graded stakes, always puts in a good effort. Did win the Lubash Stakes and Saratoga. And actually won the Bowling Green after being put up after the DQ. So this horse has had some nice wins recently. Right now sitting at 15-1 on the morning line is quite tempting. Number 8, another Twist of Fate. Got Peter Miller and Joe Del Rosario. 24% winner of last start, as this horse did win the San Gabriel. Grade 2 at Santa Anita. Before that was primarily turf and even a Golden Gate runner. So not sure what you're going to get here. I think this horse will be bet because of connections and could just go out and run on with it. But we're going from West Coast sprinter to East Coast sprinters. I always prefer the East Coast, or not sprinters, turf. I always prefer the East Coast turf. Number 5, Colonel Liam is another one to look at. This horse is lightly raced, 4-year-old, 5 races, 3 of those are wins. Facing graded for the first time other than the Saratoga Derby Invitational. I'm not sure if that was graded or not. But this horse has talent, as you can see, was purchased out of Liam's Map, $30,000 sire, purchased for $1.2 million. So they need this horse to start making some money. And this could be the race to do that for them. $1 million purse wouldn't hurt. Some others that I think are worth mentioning. Number 4, North Dakota, coming off a couple of bullet works. Number 11, Say the Word, the motto in Pratt. I think this is the main reason Pratt came over. He's a solid jockey. This is a solid horse. Just again, what I said about West Coast versus East Coast. And then number 12, Social Paranoia. Now this horse has just crazy late speed. Will be interesting to see how that pans out from the 12 post with Saez. May have to be a little bit more aggressive, which in the past has been okay for this horse, but it's a tough field. So I'm interested to see this one run. Definitely want to include underneath. Off to the feature. The Pegasus World Cup Invitational, grade 1, 1 1/8 on the dirt, $3 million purse. I'm going to go with a Torpedo, shocking play, top choice off of a bullet work. Independence Hall at a Constitution, Michael McCarthy brings this one in with Flavion Prat. Ran fifth in the Malibu, faced the monster Charlatan. So doesn't matter where he finished there. This horse, strong early in his career, kind of faded off. I think this horse is getting back into it. I'm looking for a big effort from Independence Hall. If you don't like that crazy pick, you can always go with the likely and deserving favorite and probably the most likely winner of the race, number four, Nick's Go. 3-for-3 in 2020, including the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile as the favorite. This horse had been through the ringer, moved over to Brad Cox, and was born again. Has won three races by a combined 20 lengths. Can't argue if you even try to single this horse off of Bullet Work. We'll be on the front end, see who goes with him. I think others will, and I just don't know they'll be able to wear him down. But it's too easy to just put him on top here. But definitely he is the horse to beat. Nick's Go, number four. Number 10, Code of Honor. Have always liked this horse. Always runs a solid effort, runs in the big races. Has graded grade one victories. Just a solid horse. I mean, has been 12 of 15 times in the money, winner of 2.6 million. Has been working well. Just don't know that he'll be able to catch Nick's Go if Nick's Go is loose on the lead or doesn't get tired. Or, of course, watch out for Independence Hall, but that's just, maybe it's the crazy talking right now. Number five, Jesus's Team is, a horse that came out of Tapiture for $10,000. They paid 30 for him, and they've won 518,000. He finally got a stakes win last out in the Claiming Cup, or the Claiming Crown. Before that, ran second in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, second to Nick's Go. Before that, he ran third in the Preakness at 40-1. So Jesus's Team, definitely one you want to consider. Likes Gulfstream, has won three races here. I don't know that this horse can win the race, but it'll be fun to watch him run late as he always does. Horse that I think always gets disrespected, Sleepy Eyes Todd. This horse is $744,000 winner on his career. 8-for-15 winners. A lot to like about that horse. And then you've got Tax, who is a nice horse. I just don't know that he can compete on the front end with these other guys. I think Mr. Freeze is going to be pushing out there. Old Math Wizard is going to try to give it a late run. But, it's going to be really tough, honestly, to beat Nick's Go. It's the only thing good about the Knicks is this horse, because the basketball team, hasn't seen a winning record in some time. So, again, you're looking for a torpedo. I think number three, Independence Hall, is ready for a big one. May not get the win, but I think we'll run well. And if Independence Hall could get the win, you're going to make some money. But again, number four, looks tough. All right, folks, that is my analysis, kind of quick and dirty. Make sure to check out the actual picks when I put them out, just to kind of see if I adjusted a little bit. But these are the main horses I'm focused on, and I will get those picks out Friday night. That way you have some time to study them. Again, if you find it in your heart, send a donation to help keep the site running, help keep things going. I don't do this for profit. I do it for fun, but I do like to, I don't want it to be a losing enterprise, so I do use the donations to run the website and things like that. So if you can, send in a donation. Win or lose, but hopefully a win. All right, take care and best of luck.